Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. The highly acclaimed novel, Gabrielle, is a story of love and not only inspired by a real life of our time. You'll find powerful characters who conquered the hardships of life. Gabrielle is from writer, painter, poet Victoria Dutu, considered one of the world's most important contemporary artists. Her paintings and books speak to the peace of the soul and of the world, her work keeping alive the flame of peace. A background in mathematics, philosophy, a tenured math teacher in Bucharest, Victoria has won poetry awards and has had paintings exhibited all over the world, including exhibits at the New York Art Expo Pier 94, one of the world's largest art fairs, at prominent galleries in London, Vienna, France, Italy, Poland, and Switzerland. This November, she'll participate in the Miami Book Fair. Since 2011, she's been an ambassador of peace within the International Peace Organization. From Bucharest, Romania, the author of Gabrielle, Victoria Dutu, with us on This Week in America. Victoria, a real pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today.
Hi. It is a big honor for me to be today here. It is a famous radio, and to have this interesting interview and to speak with you there, Mr. Rich Bratton. Many thanks for this opportunity. It is a great change to speak about my books, and especially my novel, Gabrielle. Dear my readers, I'm so happy and glad to discuss with you and show you my novel. It's a big honor. I'm very happy and glad.
Well, it's a privilege for us to be able to do this, and I mentioned Gabrielle, the book. What is the inspiration for Gabrielle? What's the inspiration for the book?
Yes, the inspiration. My book are inspired by real cases like this novel. Gabrielle is centrated around two characters that become winners through the challenge of the of life. There are a lot of moms that live this situation, if I think of Mary. I'm fascinated about life, and especially by the life of the soul, because the soul is infinite. The main source of inspiration is the mind. What we live in our soul and the mind and heart is hidden, but it's so beautiful and a strong universe. This world is unknown. I want to discover this amazing universe of our life. The soul is for eternal life, and we live in the world with a great goal. For that, my character strongly believe in God. I chose the name of the baby after the angel Gabriel. It is a symbol, the child is the symbol of the child that was born sick in the world, and he becomes healthy and powerful through the secret of life offered us by God to live in beauty. The angel Gabriel help us in strange situations.
And I might add that for the video version of the program, if you go to thisweekinamerica.us, the videos, you will see the video, which is posted on YouTube, and you'll see some of the amazing paintings done by our guest on the program, Victoria Dutu, and information at her website, how you can go about purchasing those. But you'll see those when you go to the website. In the book, Gabrielle, who are some of the main characters?
Main characters. There are four main characters, Mary and Michael, Mihai in Romanian language, but I prefer to translate Maria, Mary, Michael, Mihai, Michael I prefer. Mary and Michael who are married. Mary is the most important character, and she is a great wife and mother. And there are a lot of people like Mary, Raphael, Dragos, and Michael. The main characters of the novel are Mary and Raphael. Raphael. Dragos is a priest and a monk.
In the book, they conquer a number of hardships along the way, hardships of life. What are some of the hardships and issues that they face?
I want to tell you some ideas of this novel and its uses.
Okay.
Raphael is alone and Mary is married with Michael. And Mary and Michael want to prosper in the social scale as all of us attempt, actually. When this dream is done, they want to have a child. But after 9 months, the child was born with a severe medical problem. The couple shakes in the ground. Michael rejects his child. Mary strangles alone in different hospitals to save the baby. Michael, in his ego, cannot accept the situation.
You've got some very strong characters, characters that literally jump off the page as we're reading the story. How did you go about developing these characters?
The novel describes two great loneliness, because Raphael is alone and Mary is alone with this hard, great, and heavy suffering. The couple wants to have a big house and expensive cars. They want to be very important in their positions at their jobs. They work at different companies. They earn more money for their dream to have a big house and the latest generations of cars. Michael wants to have his own big company, and he is working on that, making his dream come true. Raphael is struggling with himself to live his life in the purest moral law possible. He lives in the world like as a monk in the monastery. The challenge of his loneliness is to observe the law of the God. Raphael lives in our world, but in that world, the value is overturned, and he does not agree with this phenomenon. He notices the 10 commandments are denied, overturned, and how they're considered as unproductive or even against the freedom of the individual.
Gabriel opens with a motto, and you've got, "The prayer is mind-washing with the light of God, but I must ascend into my inner beauty. There I find my strength in the prayer that becomes creative." Please explain that.
Explanation.
Yes.
This sentence is very powerful for me. My books are focused on inner thought. I believe it is very important what we think and feel. If we pray, we are in harmony with us, and this way we receive a strong, huge power. We become happy because God helps us in everything. The meaning is that of the prayer's power.
It is a powerful book we're talking about. Gabriel, the author, is Victoria Dutu. The book is available and all of her work at Amazon. You'll find it also at bookventure.com in the bookstore. And Victoria's website, Victoria Dutu, that's Dutu.com. You can get all of those link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. In the book, you talk about her suffering. So if you would address that, talk about her suffering. She says her life seems to unfold in slow motion. She wonders about the meaning of misery and the meaning of life, as so many of us do. Please talk about that.
About suffering, I think that all the people face suffering at least one in their life. We give a strong meaning to the suffering. If we have fight to get over it by strongly believing in ourselves and in God, we become powerful. I think the suffering makes us strong, and in this way we grow up to the next level. In each suffering we lose something precious. Mary loses her love. The suffering is a form of sacrifice. Passing through the hell of suffering, you come to the heaven of power and the inner strength and the life characters radically. After overcoming it, we become bigger, more understanding the world and the people. In suffering, you are alone with God, and you must use all your forces to defeat. You do not have to let yourself be defeated. You must be strong. I believe in a power that God give us in suffering. But suffering, we go from hell to heaven.
You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest on the program, Victoria Tutu, coming to us from Bucharest, Romania. Our guest on the program, talking about her book, Gabriel. She states in the book that our inner state is often quite different than what we are in the outer reality. It's fascinating. Tell us a little bit about that.
The world of mind and the inner living is different from the outside world. She wants to be in a way, and the reality is different. Because she is in a hospital with Gabriel, and Michael does not want to see them anymore. Mary is at the intersection of several contrary worlds with life, and she struggles with it. So is Raphael himself. And he always wants to have a family. The world of mind and the inner living is complex. If we only remain to what is happening to us outside, we lose the essence of our profound life.
The book is an excellent read. It's a gripping novel. What do you hope the readers take away from reading Gabriel?
I'm happy because my readers, I debate through my characters the world of the soul, of the living and of the mind, the readers will be enriched. They will have powerful models of people who have fought in life and were winners. They will take with them the force of meditation, prayer, and the self confidence and trust in God. They will take with them the beauty and strength of the human soul that I describe in my work, in my book.
I would like to talk about the process that, what it was like for you. How long did it take to write? And then the process with outlines and numerous drafts. Tell us about the process as a writer you went through in writing Gabriel.
I try to look at the characters from his mind to his external manifestation. It is a permanent passage from what they live outward in relation to the world to what they think and feel inside. And if, I am developing a world of the soul, living, heart, mind, thinking. The characters think a lot about what they do, live, and make the decisions about their lives. Life. Everything is in mind. Firstly, I think and meditate on the book. When I write a book, first I have to live it in the spirit of my mind and my soul. I think a book a year or two or a few months. When everything is ready in my mind, I isolate myself for a week or two. I write with them, it takes me a few months to correct it. The hardest is to correct. I don't like it. If I wrote five pages, I want to sleep. It's very hard. I love it so much when I think about the book, when I live in my mind's world of a book, when I enjoy the beauty and the strength that I want to build in them. I really like to look at people and think about our life because we are together. We are not separated. I am fascinated by the reflections on the world that we live in. I really like when I write. It is a great force. It's amazing for me when I put the book in my computer. It is like playing the piano. The world of the soul is this work.
Yes.
I write because I'm fascinating. I'm fascinated by the world of soul that is looking for God. I think the great challenge of the third millennium is a theological one. The soul of human beings need eternity. This is the greatest goal of life, for our life.
The book we're talking about is Gabriel. Where can listeners get more information and purchase a copy of the book?
The simplest way is on Amazon. Victoria Zufu books on Amazon. You can find all my activity directly on Google. Thank you very much because you permanently told about my book and about this information.
Yes, and all the information is available. You'll find it at Amazon. Victoria Dutu,
yes.
At Amazon as well. You can the website victoriadutu.com. Also, of course, bookventure.com and the bookstore. All of that available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We mentioned where it's available. What formats are available? Because this comes in multiple formats, I'm sure.
The novel Gabriel is on Amazon, but in Romanian and in English, in a print or e-book format. All my books are on Amazon.
And you'll find all the information there. And it's interesting, there's a special version of Gabriel with paintings. These are beautiful paintings. Tell us a little bit about that and where we can get more information.
I have Gabriel, the genuine novel, and another Gabriel, a novel that has 45 love paintings and landscapes created by me. Printed and e-book format, only on Amazon.
And you'll find all the information on everything that Victoria is doing. And I want to ask you about other books, because I know you've got a number of projects going with books and with the poetry and with the painting. How about other books? What other books are you developing at the current time?
It is a love story, a novel, but not only that. Mary is the first novel and Gabriel is the second. Both of them are the steps of a constellation type novel, The Loneliness of the Father. This big novel has 8 volumes. All these novels are written in Romanian and will be translated in English. Only Gabriel is in English for the moment. But I have another 6 books in English. The Power of Love, another Anonymous, There is a You, The Wars, I Want Another World, Ilinka, and The Call of the Bell.
It is so amazing. You have so much that you've done and doing. We talked about some of those books. What are you working on now at this point in time? And I know you've got a lot that you're working on. What are you doing right now? What are you working on now?
I'm now working on 5 books in parallel, but one of them is special. There is an I. It is a book of the soul in dialogue with myself, with the mind, with the thought, with the world, with the body, with the life. It is a philosophical and poetic dialogue book. The main idea is that the soul is infinite and the soul keeps everything that is. It is a messenger of eternity that speaks to us about the infinity world of God. It is a very amazing work for me because I write this book in parallel in Romanian and in English. There are different forms of expression. It is like I am thinking with brains. It is the first time I do this, and it is a great challenge for my mind, but it's very cool.
I'm sure challenge is the appropriate word as you tackle all of those projects there. And besides that, some time left, and I want to get an idea on some of the other projects that you're working on besides the writing. Tell us about your poetry books, and some of those actually have artwork as well.
I have a poetry books, and I have some poetry books with my painting. For example, there is You is a lovely book for me. This poetry book includes only poems. It is a book with poems, but another book, but the same book. This book, first book has 84 poems, and another book, there is a You with some poems, but with 84 poems and 84 paintings. One poem, one painting. One poem, one painting created by me.
Interesting.
84 poems, 84 paintings.
I just had information once again you will find at Amazon, bookventure.com, at victoriadutu.com. You can link on to all those by going to our website. I mentioned in the beginning all that you do, novelist, poet, painter. Tell us a little bit about the various ways you express yourself, because you do it on multiple platforms.
I really like poetry, painting, art, math. For me, all these things are not separated.
Well, the paintings I mentioned in the beginning, all over the world, including Art Expo, Pier 94 in New York City, one of the world's largest art fairs. Talk about that experience over here, because everybody in the United States is familiar with that. That is a main art fair. Talk about the experience there.
It was amazing for me to exhibit four paintings at this art fair in New York, because I miss it with a lot of people. And I think it will be just as exciting as in November when I am going to come to Miami Book Fair. It is very important to participate there.
And that's...
I will be to Miami Book Fair with paintings and books, and especially with Gabriel.
And that is one of the major book fairs, not only here in the country, but worldwide. That's coming up in November. If you go to the website, you will see so much of the work of Victoria. Where can people find information on the paintings? And I know your paintings are for sale, often used in offices, homes, apartments, kids' rooms, gifts as well. Where can we get information on that?
About information, all information are on the internet and Google. I invite you to discover all my activity directly on the internet, because I have a few sites with my paintings and the books. But especially I invite you to go to Amazon, because all my books are there. All my novels in Romanian and in English are published on Amazon. But not only novels, poetry books and short stories. And I invite you to discover directly on Amazon my books and paintings, Victoria Dudu Books.
Tell us about your international activity. Where all have you exhibited? And we probably don't have time to go into all of them because it's extensive, but where all have you exhibited? What are some of the highlights?
I had exhibitions at London, New York, Oxford, Paris, Carousel of Paris, Cannes, Rome, Sanremo, Vienna, Berlin, Poland, Switzerland, Romania.
I mentioned you've been an ambassador of peace within the International Peace Organization, have held that capacity since January of 2011. What does that mean?
All my activity, books, paintings, all my paintings and books speak of the peace of the soul and about the peace of the world. Through my art, I contribute to state it state. Through my work, I keep alive the flame of the pieces. Like you with this radio, with your work.
Yes, in spreading that word and with your various art forms, you touch so many people in so many different ways in the various art forms. What do you see as the role of the arts?
The role of the arts is to go to the beauty of the human soul. When I was young, in my childhood, I used to watch the sky. The blue color is the color of the infinite. I like to paint with the infinite. It is so beautiful.
Just a few seconds left in the program, but I'm fascinated by your background. I talked about the study of mathematics and philosophy. Tell us a little bit about your background and touching on the areas of mathematics and philosophy.
Yes, I am a math teacher. I live in Bucharest, Romania. I'm graduate both in mathematics and philosophy. And I'm fascinated with the correct the law of the math and the beauty of art mirrored in our soul. I found in philosophy the power of the thought and the reason. I like so much to paint and write books and teach my students math. It is very important for me for my students to understand math. That means to be a good teacher. I like so much to be a writer and a painter and a math teacher.
With us on the program, Victoria Dutu, D-U-T-U, writer, poet, painter. All of her work available at Amazon at her website, victoriadutu.com, also at bookventure.com in the bookstore. I've given you a whole lot to remember to get information on Victoria. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Victoria's website. And again, the video version of this is up on YouTube. Victoria, this has really been fun. I really appreciate you having you on the program, the time, and staying up late in Bucharest so you can be with us on the program. Thank you so much for being with us. A real pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for this interview. It was a real joy for me to take part in. I'm happy and glad, and I wish you be happy and glad every time.
It was a joy having you on the program as well. The book we were talking about specifically, Gabrielle, by Victoria Dutu. Her website, victoriadutu.com. And all of her work that we talked about on the program today and much more available at amazon.com. You can get all the information once again at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We'll be back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.